How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
ComEd customers in Illinois are seeing a spike in the cost of their power this month, even if you're not using more electricity. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The average jump will be about 10 extra bucks a month due to increased demand for electricity across the country. ComEd officials are hoping to ease the blow by offering $500 grants to those struggling to meet the greater cost. But some advocates are left wondering how this will impact all consumers. To understand our bills and what to do about it, we were joined by Sarah Moskowitz, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board, a watchdog group advocating for the rights of utility consumers. Sarah began by filling us in on what factors are causing the price increase.
So this time, ComEd's bills are going up, not because ComEd went to get increased rates from regulators, but because the unregulated part of your bill, the supply part of your bill, which is subject to a market that's run beyond Illinois' borders, resulted in really high capacity costs. So your bill is made up of two pieces, the delivery charges, and that's the part that ComEd makes its money off of, and then the supply charges, and that's the part of the bill that went up on June 1st, and that's why we're going to be seeing such high bills.
And you said this time. I can't ignore that you said that because we've been here before, right?
Yeah. So, you know, that's the problem with these utility bills is like they're coming at you from all sides and there's different jurisdictions at play on your own utility bill. You know, there's taxes, there's state fees, then there's the delivery charges, and that's what ComEd needs to get regulatory approval to increase. But then there's the supply. That's the cost of the juice itself. And that is subject to a regional market. It's run by an entity that you might not have ever heard of. It's called PJM Interconnection. And these are the guys that run the markets that set the prices for the electricity itself. And the last auction that they ran resulted in out of control prices. We're lucky in the state of Illinois because recent legislation, the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act, actually contained a provision that gave some money back to ComEd customers when market prices exceeded a certain level.
Okay.
So unlike some of our friends in Pennsylvania and Maryland and Delaware, Illinois consumers are actually partially insulated from this rate shock, although I understand that that's not going to be very much comfort to people when they open their bills.
Some people would probably beg to differ, Sarah. And sort of to that end, your Citizens Utility Board Communications Director, Jim Chilson, said the main cause of this price increase was, quote, poor policy.
That's right.
You agree?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned PJM Interconnection. This is the regional grid operator. They set the policies. They set the rules that apply to how these markets are run. And Cub Illinois and other advocates believe that these market operators have essentially put their fingers on the scale to benefit certain kinds of power generation. They're also been slow rolling the interconnection queue. You know, we have enough renewables and battery storage sitting in the queue to more than cover the amount of demand for electricity across the entire PJM
footprint. So what would be a step in the right direction, you think, for policymakers?
We think that PJM should quit messing around and fix their interconnection queue that has been improved. We also believe that you know, they need to change their approach to the market rules. You know, when we raise in meetings, you know, whether affordability is considered, it's just not. When these capacity auctions yield high prices, the market operators point to that as a success. They think that's good because what they're trying to do is try to get more power generation online.
But, and that leads you to think that they're not thinking about the bottom line for consumers.
No, not for consumers. They want prices to be enough that the generators are incentivized to build a lot more. But we don't think that that much more generation is power generation is actually necessary. And so that's another thing that we're calling on the operator to change is how they forecast our future need for electricity. We believe that those forecasts have been inflated.
As I mentioned, ComEd is offering some additional financial assistance for consumers. What's your reaction to that, the $500 grants?
I think that's great. You know, ComEd, Exelon, their parent company, pledged this shareholder-funded assistance. Mm-hmm. So it's not, we're not paying for the assistance. It comes out of their profits. And I think that this is a step in the good right direction. We would love to see more utilities across our region offer this kind of support for their struggling customers.
Yeah. Well, while I have you here, tell us some ways that consumers can go about cutting costs to their electricity on their own.
Yeah, well, you know, energy efficiency, when I first started doing this work 20 years ago, there were no energy efficiency programs. There were no programs designed to help you save money if you were able to shift your usage to off-peak times. There are a lot of programs now, an almost overwhelming number of programs available to help you cut energy waste while keeping your home safe and comfortable. Mm-hmm. I encourage folks to go to cubhelpcenter.com, where we list a lot of information about the kinds of programs that are available out there. Well, it's important to keep safe because we don't want people to be curbing their usage and letting their house get too hot so that there's any kind of a health risk. But there are lots of programs out there, and CUB is here to help you wade through them.
And if you're a ComEd customer, are there alternatives besides that company so that you can just kind of totally avoid this price increase? Or are you just stuck?
Yeah, that's a great question. Unfortunately, you're always going to be stuck with ComEd for delivering the power to your home.
Okay.
But you can change your supplier for electricity. But the problem is most of those alternative suppliers are a ripoff. And in general, they are subject to the same market issues that ComEd is, although the timeline might be a little different. So if you are approached by an alternative supplier, I would look at that offer with skepticism. And if in doubt, check CUB's website or give us a call. But most of those actually aren't that good a deal.
Yeah. So electric rates went up on June 1st. So this has already happened. Most customers will see the increases on their bills next month. Again, what's that website that you mentioned, Sarah, where folks can go for help if they have concerns about these utility bills?
It's cubhelpcenter.com.
Awesome. We'll leave it there. Sarah Moskowitz is with the Citizens Utility Board. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Sasha.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by William Balt and edited by Meha Ahmed. To learn about all the pressing issues that affect you and your community, make sure to never miss an episode by subscribing to the show. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again later today.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.